Te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika.
Kei, tēnā no koutou e huakarongo mai ena ki au ko Girlie Clark tēne. A ki runga i te raina ko Betty Young o Ngātaki. O ko ea te tahi tino wahine e mahi ene wana mahi ki roto e ngā kāri. Ngā māra ka motu o pai tēne wahine me o ana āhua ngā rongoa katoa mō te whakatupu. Kei aia katoa. Ngā mahi katoa. Tēnā koe, Betty, how are you?
Oh, that's fine.
Yes, yes. That's good. Now, I hear you saying you've got some visitors there from Akura, and of course, you'll probably be talking to them. Of course, I was going to ask you, last week you were talking about your pīngao in the nursery. You had your family doing that, and of course, with the word hue, H-U-E, that's a plant. And, of course, you were saying you were in the throes of trying to plant it. And then now I see, I was wondering whether, have you started planting strawberries?
We just used the old strawberries from last year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you transplant them, do you?
We just took the runners off.
Yes.
Use the old ones, but not as good, because we were too late in doing the whole process.
Yeah.
Yeah. So myself, I just bought a couple of strawberries there from Motokin. Mm. So that's what the children like, but we were, a bit slow this time.
Yes, yes. Because I remember at Ngātaki at the marae, you had heaps of them in the gardens.
Yeah, so they were the same plants, but the strawberries were beautiful and sweet.
Yes, yes, very much, very much.
So if we took care of them properly, we would have had some nice strawberries.
Oh, okay. You've done any kumaras?
I put my kumara in for the school. I did the tapapa and they're not come up as yet. So I did them in what you call fish bin.
Yes.
And put them in my hothouse, but I now have to put a plastic over them, like a cloche.
Yes, just to germinate them, eh?
Yeah, it's too cold. It's not a good time to do kumaras, like put them in your ground either. But anyway, we did.
Ah, okay.
And then it rained.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But I'd like to be warm after Labour weekend, eh?
What about the peru-perus? Have you done that?
I've planted some. But the ones at the school, they just keep coming up from year after year in our garden.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, in our raised gardens here. So they had some, when we had a wānanga, one of the teachers bought a peru-peru, she put peru-peru in her seafood chowder, and it was beautiful.
Yes, yes, I would imagine that would have been nice in a seafood chowder.
Yeah, it looked odd. It looked odd having something, you know, purple in a chowder, but it was nice when you ate it. So.
Yes, yes. Okay, the veggie garden is growing. So
well,
I would...
We've had our broccoli, silver asparagus, silver beet. What else is there? And beetroot. So the beetroot should be reading in another week or so, Ada. In another week or so.
Mm.
So my friend here, Ada, helps as well. Ada Wedding, I don't know if you... Ada Wedding, they're from Waihopo, been here for years as a farmer. So she's the other person that helps at the school in the garden. And we were preparing on Monday, to do soap. So we're going to demonstrate that for the children so they can have it for Christmas. For their mums or dads, so as a Christmas present. So we practice that on Monday. It turns out beautiful. So you've got to wait for 3 months, but hopefully they'll be ready.
All right.
For Christmas time. But the Pinga, we'll be doing that at the end of November. I think it's the 26th. I haven't got a calendar on me. 26th and 27th, where they'll be pricking out. And Te Hapa School will come here and they'll have an overnight stay. And so that's an activity that they'll be doing. Different activities.
Mm.
Yeah. But today we're making sandwiches. We're doing that right now.
Yes.
Ada and I are making sandwiches for the kuta that's coming. There's about 20 coming from Aniwaniwa School. Oh. And I don't really know what the program is, sorry. Oh, sorry, learning the history of
local
history. Yeah. Oh. And they're going to Tekoa as well.
So they can learn the history at there are 20 students from Aniwaniwa. Are they college ones, are they?
I'm not sure.
Because with the students, you've got the primary and the intermediate and the colleges. Yes. So you got to find out which ones of those sections, you know.
Tracy didn't say. But I think they've been here before.
Oh, okay.
The history.
Yep.
As well.
Mm.
Yeah. And good to get the history of the
area,
The area,
mm.
Which is really good. But I don't know. Wouldn't it be good if Te Hiku went around with these children learning? Our children are very fortunate to be able to learn the history and the Waiata.
Yeah, well, I think it's happened with the schools that surrounding Kaitaia, that they go out to these rural, you know, the more rural areas, like out Ngātaki, Te Hapua, Te Kau, and Pangaru, and Mitimiti, all those areas, and learn because a lot of these children come from all these different places.
Yes, they
come from. Yes, and where they come from. So,
well, you know what you wouldn't believe, I asked one of these children, where are you from?
Yes.
I don't really know, and this boy would have been 14. Really, you don't know? No, I don't know.
Ah. Oh, well, time for learning. And it's once they've been taught, they usually remember, you know, as they get older.
Well, like even us learning our Pepeha. But it's beautiful. We have te reo classes here twice a month. So we have a stayover as well. So we're involved in that. But yeah, no, and our fruit trees, they're looking good, especially our fig tree. You like figs, really?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
love it even in a jam. I love it in a jam.
Well, this is a really nice one. It's a brown one, isn't it, Ada?
Mm.
It's a brown fig tree. A brown fig. It's beautiful.
Oh, I bet. You know, and you know, up north there, I think there's only very few places that those fig trees are grown. And
I know. And
what happens to, and I can remember this growing up, the iwis from those areas like Aupouri and Ngāti Kuri, they go, and I know at Pāua there's a fig tree there. And everybody, the quicker you are to go and collect them and make fig jam out of it, it's a bonus. But everybody's after those, you know, fruits every year. Every year you have to be quick in knowing when to collect them off the tree and make the jam. So
it's always in February.
Yeah.
February is the time.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the time for those figs.
Yes, I can definitely remember that when I was growing up. And then I remember my mother used to, what she used to do was to come to Kaitaia, and if there was a stall with figs, she'll go and buy them, you know, and then take them home and make the jam, you know.
So my auntie makes hers with vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
She makes beautiful jam. But there's another easy recipe now. You just go and get the sugar.
Yep.
The sugar, there's a special sugar you get from Pick and Save. Do you know that one, Ada?
Jam sugar.
It's got what in it? Pectin. Did you hear what my friend said?
What is it?
It's got pectin in it instead of using vinegar. Pectin makes it sit. Yeah. Mm.
Oh, very interesting. Very interesting. Okay, well, you've said a few this morning, and you're going to have visitors, so I'll allow you to go back and do your sandwiches.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Betsy, for this week, and then we catch up with you next week.
Okay, then. Thank you, Shirley.
Kia ora.
Kia ora
to both of you.
Kia ora.
Tēnā whakarongo mai koutou ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika. Iwa te kaumā whetu ira tahi te iarere.